The biggest battle we will ever have to face is the battle between you and you. It's the battle of taking your mind to that limit and then breaking through. On the Mindful Experiment podcast, we will share concepts, universal laws, and interviewing individuals who have done just that, who have gone through the dark times and through those moments allowed their light to shine bright. I'm your host, Dr. Vic Manzo, and I want to thank you for listening to the podcast and taking this journey with me as we discover different avenues to break through those limits, expand your reality, and evolve into the person you desire to be. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey guys, Dr. Vic, and excited to have you on here as this is another episode that we're doing on the Mindful Experiment. Happy New Year. This is the first one we're doing in 2021, and excited to be here. This is going to be our third year we're almost getting into. Can't believe it's been 3 years almost now since we've been doing this since 2018. So excited. It's been one heck of a year, right? 2020 has been wild, been crazy, been amazing, maybe not amazing. Everyone has different opinions, voices, and you know things that are going on with it, but you know, I've known people who had a lot of struggles. I've had known people who are thriving. Not one's better than the other. Hopefully in this episode, I can share a little bit of the power behind why some do and some don't. So this is a fresh year, fresh new beginning. And one of the things you can do when it comes to your life is stepping a step back and really just focusing on the vision. How do you see things in your mind's eye, right? You have your mind's eye, then you have your actual eyes. And so in your mind's eye, the key thing is, what do you say? What are you thinking? What are you paying attention to? What do you give your energy to all the time? Because this is going to program you in some way, shape, or form that's going to eventually create your reality. It kind of has a snowball effect down, or bleeding down effect, or however you like to call it, to where it will create to become a physical manifestation known as your reality. And so the key thing is, you know, when it comes to the new year, if you don't change what's inside, okay, then what's going to happen is you're going to have the same experience. Nothing changes. It's like, you know, I heard TD Jake talk about this, where he'll talk about if you have the old mind and you get a new car, you'll just have a new car with the same mind. And what that means is your experience will be the same in the car. It means that, let's say you complained about your old car, you didn't like this, didn't like that, looked like that. Why? Because you focused on the negatives. What happens? You get the new car. Oh my God, I love it. The new car smell. Look how this drives. Look at the new tech. Look at this. Look at that. Right? What happens? 3-6 months down the road, back to the same place. I don't like this about the car. I don't like that about the car. I don't like this. Oh, this, you know, I wish this was different. Wish that was different. Why? You keep looking at the same thing. You never change the mindset. Same thing in life. Every year, when it's your birthday, every year, all of a sudden, do you change? Do you transform? Do you look at how to shift things? Did you shift your mindset? Did you learn something new? What are things you want to create in new year? What intentions are you setting for yourself, right? These are things that play a role because you're setting the page and the level, the vibration, the consistency, and all that of where and how you want to get to those levels and, you know, making that happen. And the thing is, if you don't do this, if you just kind of, a lot of people are in the treadmill of life, they're in the hamster wheel, and they're just constantly doing the same thing over and over and over, and they wonder why nothing ever shows up different for them. And there's nothing wrong if you're in that place. I'm not judging it. But if you're looking for something more, if you're looking for something to experience more and to have more in life, then maybe you want to look at this treadmill and see, how do you get off it? And one of the things you can do is you're visualizing or having an intention, right? Because in life, no matter what happens, there's going to be good and bad. In life, there's going to be struggles. It's going to happen. But the key is, how do you respond to those types of things? Do you take it as a lesson, or you just take it as something you have to deal with? You see, there's two different perspectives there, right? I, most of the time, look at things as a lesson, something to gain from, something to learn. Doesn't matter how bad it is. Doesn't matter to me. What matters is, what can I learn from this, okay? Someone else may have hardships show up, and it's more of just what I have to get through, okay? And so what happens is, you're not taking the time to make it learn, to learn from these things. What you're doing is, you're just allowing things just to go through. It's just in the motions, right? You're just going through the motions. There's nothing new and different for you. And so when it comes to this new year, in this episode, that I'm going to be sharing a lot of this in January, but when it comes to this new year, How are you going to invest in you? How are you going to shift things? How, what are the things you want to learn? What do you want to experience? Okay. There's a lot of things that you can gain from this. And there's some stuff that I'm going to share with you guys. I am actually doing a free visualization workshop that I will share with you. I am sharing this with my patients in my office. I'm sharing this with my mindset peeps, and I'm sharing it with the Mindful Experiment, the crew. So I appreciate you guys being on and listening and being subscribing. If you haven't subscribed, subscribe to the podcast. This way you don't ever miss a show. And that way, just something to help going in deeper. I'm not going to get too much into the episode with this because I have other things I can share with you guys to help if you want to go further and understand the science behind some of visualization, the science behind vision, the science behind the power behind all these things to allow you to thrive more in your life and what it is that you want to create for 2021, how you can make 2020 a lesson to learn so that you shift your mindset. Regardless if it was an amazing year for you or not, you can always learn and gain and grow, right? Because we're always discovering. We're always expanding and we're always evolving. So you're always discovering more about who you truly are. Then once you do figure that out, when you discover it, then you expand. Your energy field expands. You level up in a sense. And then you evolve into more of the beingness of who you truly are. It's an amazing, magical thing. This is why I use that as my three words for my business called Empowered Reality. And so in that reality, that is where how you're paying attention to and what you're giving energy to is going to challenge us. So I'm going to challenge you here. What is some books that you want to read to level up? What is something you want to learn this year? Pick one, two, three things and commit. What are things you want to level up in your relationships? How much more money do you want to make? What are you going to do in your career? When it comes to your health and mindset, what are you going to contribute to? What are things you're going to challenge yourself to? Now, I'm not saying to do all of these at once. It sounds great, right? No, you have a whole year to get this built into your neurology. The key is choose one that's the most important right now and commit to that and don't do anything else until you get that down path. Once you have that down path, then add something else into the mix, whatever that is. And then you don't add anything else until you get that down path, okay? And then from there, once that's down path, then you add something else. And then all of a sudden, it becomes easy. So someone may go, oh, look at me. I'm doing six things at once. I'm killing it, right? 6 months later, they're probably not. There's very rare beings who can do 5 to 6 things at once and actually stick with it. Rare. For the majority, one at a time, okay? Pick one, get used to it, make it a pattern. Boom, done. Rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat. Make a list of all the things you want to do. What do you want to create? And then make it happen. No excuses. Because guess what? A year from now, 2021 will be gone. That's it. Can't get it back. And now it's a new year. And what are you going to do with that time? How are you going to serve yourself and others? How are you going to level up to expand and grow? Because I think true freedom is discovering truly who we are. And we can discover who we truly are. I really believe that gives us freedom. And that's why I created the Mindful Experiment. That's why I have a mindset business. Why? Because I think it's all in the mind. You access the mind from there, it shifts everything. Of all my studies in quantum physics, energy medicine, healing, neurology, neuroscience, all the stuff that I have backgrounds in that I've studied extensively, I've learned that everything starts in the mind. Healing starts in the mind. What controls the body? Neurology, the brain. What controls, you know, from a spiritual side? What creates realities? The brain. What you feel is like, how you program it, and so much more. It's the brain, 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 brain. It's mindset, 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 mindset. It's the mind, 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 if you want to go that route. You know, quantum physics. You look at something, something shifts and change. What happens? Why did it do that? Your energy, where's it coming from? The mind. So everything comes and starts and ends with you in the mind. So we start there, okay? So you got the curriculum, you got the homework, the challenge for 2021. I want to see you thrive, grow, and prosper in 2021. I have a lot of things that we're going to be coming out with from a power reality side. I even challenged myself for 3 books this year. Well, it's going to happen. I'm more like, I don't know where I'm going to find that time, but I'm committed. So as long as I'm committed, I know it will happen. But the key thing is we have a lot of things coming out. Stay in touch with us. If you want to follow up on me and what I'm up to, follow me on Facebook. All the things are in the show notes. You can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, you know, Insta, all these things. We do have some free classes that we're showing right now. We have a free webinar on life mastery. I think it's a great class to do. I spend about a good 30 to 40 minutes with you, and I share about these principles and more of how you can be a master of life and understand the rules in the game through the power of visualization, and through that you can transform. And for those who enjoyed the class and they want to go even further, then we have a Life Mastery online course, a 5-week course that will transform your life. Absolutely amazing. Another thing to pay attention is that keep a lookout. We are coming out with a membership site where I'm going to be doing a bunch of stuff, exclusive podcasts in that membership. We're going to have a book that I'll be reviewing and we'll be going through and educating on that. There will be a group call once a month and many other things that we're going to be adding into the mix, guided meditations, guided breath work to really help on the mind side. And this is something I committed from 2020, what has gone on. That's been my commitment for 2021. And we're going to be launching that in the first month. So keep a lookout. We're in the finalization stage of everything. And we should be launching that out at the end of the month. You'll hear it on the podcast immediately as soon as it comes out. You'll be hearing some, you know, some commercials on that. But again, homework. Pick one thing, you know, make a whole list of what you want to create in your life. Choose one, get committed, start today. Don't stop it until that is become a pattern. Once it has, then shift to the next thing and continue there. I promise you, it's the little things in life doing over and over and over that creates the most biggest and most massive success in the world. So it's not about massive all at once. It's all about the little things you do every single day that is going to massively create success for you. You are building the building blocks for absolute amazing success. If you start this now, man, where you're going to be in 1 year from now, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20, how much would your life have changed if you commit right now? That's my challenge for you. I wish you all the best. Much love and respect. Happy New Year. Let's make this one an amazing one. Appreciate you guys. Thank you for listening to the podcast. For past shows, please visit www.empoweryourreality.com. I hope this show inspired you and added to your life to help you on the journey to rediscover who you really are. To connect with us on Facebook, please visit www.facebook.com/Dr. Vic Manzo. Check us out on Twitter. The handle is Dr. Vic21. Follow us on Instagram, www.instagram.com/Dr. Vic Manzo. If you were inspired by the podcast, pay it forward by sharing it with someone who you know can benefit from it. Thank you again for listening to the Mindful Experiment podcast, sharing paths to help you rediscover your infinite potential.